Russ Parr Morning Show. This is Janae Palmer Rice on the Today Show.
After this whole situation, you would think that we lived in a country full of people who never made a mistake, who've never sinned ever
yes,
in their life.
Exactly.
But everybody makes mistakes. That doesn't mean that, you know,
that
everything that's been out there is a lot
that he's done.
You lashed out at the media. I could tell there was a period here where your emotions were boiling over. And you wrote this. You said, "No one knows the pain that the media and unwanted opinions have caused my family to make us relive a moment in our lives that we regret every day as a horrible thing. If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, make us feel alone, take all happiness away, you have succeeded on so many levels. Just know we will continue to grow and show the world what real love is."
Mm-hmm. And they will.
That was the next morning after the second video came out.
Why does that make you cry right now, hearing that?
Brings back anger. I was so angry. I was hurt. Seeing the man that I love, as everything ripped up from under him, it made me angry. The support system that I thought we had in the Ravens, that made me angry. The fact that I knew we wouldn't be here anymore made me angry. We have to pick up and move our child from what she's used to. It hurt. It hurt a lot. I just had to get it off my chest.
That's Janae Palmer Rice on the Today Show moments ago. And it's the big topic going on right now where they had to vacate the suspension of Ray Rice, basically saying that they have to reinstate him immediately. And, you know, a lot of people want to say, you know, she's a product of, you know, the battered woman syndrome and things like that. And, you know, reading, she wrote another article. And reading a lot of that, I'm not so sure that she is. You know, and I have no way of knowing. But I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. Because she doesn't have to be out front like this. She could just stay in the background. You know, and not say anything. And maybe years will come up and maybe might change her story. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure if that she's that. You know, she says she's never seen abuse. She never saw her parents fight or anything like that. But we don't know. We can only speculate.
Well, you know, I speculated not that I speculated more that he has done it before. Maybe not to her, but just simply I just judged by what I saw in the elevator, the way he treated the situation.
Well, what she's telling in the story is that they were extremely drunk. She claims that she actually struck him twice first, is what she's saying. And, I mean, but that does not
make it okay.
No, it does not make it okay.
I know the mom is with her for support and everything, but I just, you know, I can understand the mom supporting her going forward, but I just don't like the way the mom is co-signing what happened.
I don't think she's co-signing. I
did, because she was like, you know, he made a mistake and da, da, da. I mean, I'm sorry. If it was my family member happened too, I could never get over it.
Oh, yeah.
It was
Tracy,
no way.
Cincinnati.
My family wouldn't get over it.
Hey, you know, I get that she loves her husband. That's great, and she's standing by her side. But the only thing that makes me conflicted is I don't want other girls out here to think, well, if it worked for her, it might work for me, because that's not the case for everybody. And some people, young girls, might stick it out and hang by their boyfriends, and it just might not work for them.
Yeah. Thank you, Trace. Appreciate that. Albert, how you doing, sir?
All right. I'll say this, spoken like a true victim of domestic violence, in my opinion. And they oftentimes do strike first because they anticipate that blow coming. And secondly, power is intoxicating. And I mean, from the commissioner who lied, he was in fear of losing his power. And also from her, there's a lifestyle that comes with being the wife of a NFL football player. So she knows this is in jeopardy. So, of course, the publicists, the lawyers, they're going to tell her, you know, celebrities are smarter now. They know how to, Tiger Woods taught us, you have to get in front of it. So,
but, you know, we also, you know, and you sound like a very intelligent man. But we also are dealing with assumptions. We're assuming a lot of things.
Yes.
And so there is a possibility that you and I can both be wrong. You know? So that's, you know, that's my take on it. But I appreciate your comment.
Sometimes when you're in a domestic abuse situation and other people find out about it, you just want it to go away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just want it to go away.
Good morning. Hello.
Oops, so you wind up saying what you need to.
Felicia, how you doing?
Good morning, Russ. I think she needs to stop talking to the press. She needs to stop posting on the internet. She needs to sit down and just be quiet for a long time, because all she's doing is blaming everybody else for what happened to her from her husband. She hasn't taken responsibility. She hasn't had him take responsibility for it. All she's doing, she's blaming the Ravens. What do the Ravens got to do with your husband and you and your husband fight on the elevator? Mm.
She's
saying that, you know, okay, I get it. That's your husband. You want to stand by your man and you love him. But at the same time, when do you come out and say, look, this is not how a marriage is supposed to work?
Mm. All right, gotcha.
Melda Diva says, I guess if there was more of an accountability on Ray's part, he needs to cry, not her. But he hasn't really spoken yet. I guess we're going to start seeing him making the rounds, right? Because he hasn't been able to. So maybe we'll see.
Well, Sweet Twire writes at Russ Park Show, her and her mother both need counseling. This is sad. Rice should be sitting in jail cell right now. Mm-hmm. Imella writes at Russ Park Show, I appreciate her side, but can we all move on? I think this debate, this public debate of domestic abuse is long overdue.
Yeah.
And we have examples, unfortunately, bad examples of in our face every day, you know, professional athletes. Obviously, we know that it doesn't just happen with professional athletes.
Of course not. No.
But I think it's important that we see it, we talk about it, and maybe we can save a life. Because there are some people, as we're speaking, that are dying at the hands of somebody else.
Yep.
It's that simple. Hey, Paul, how you doing, man?
Yeah, how you doing, Russ? I want to say that at the end of the day, this is what I see from the situation. She is being used as a poster child for some of these organizations that really want to put their situation out to the forefront, just like they used Michael Vick for the PETA situation. I think sometimes organizations want to make professional athletes their silent spokespeople, you know, for causes that they want to champion. At the end of the day, she doesn't want to be that individual. That's what I see. I mean, and she was bringing light to the situation that Roger Goodell lied. The man lied, and he should be fired as the NFL commissioner, but he won't because he's backed by the corporate America, which is the owners.
That's right.